We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Hey, that's me. I'm Chris Van Vliet. Thank you for the lovely and enthusiastic introduction, Justin Roberts. Yes, we are back again on another audio adventure here on Insight. So pumped to have you with us for an amazing conversation with the insanely talented Miles Teller. And I think that when you hear his name, at least right now, the immediate movie that pops into your head is Top Gun Maverick, which, by the way, is such a good movie. If you haven't seen it, go do yourself a favor and go see this movie. And I'll say it. I will say it. I think it's better than the original. Don't get me wrong. The original Top Gun is such a classic, but this movie and the story in this movie is like really close to perfect, in my opinion, at least. But when you look at all the films that Miles Teller's been in, it's quite the list. War Dogs, The Spectacular Now, Rabbit Hole. Have you seen Whiplash? Oh, man. Add Whiplash to your list of movies to watch as well. Nominated for 5 Oscars. That's the movie that J.K. Simmons won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And Miles has a new movie coming out. It starts streaming on Netflix this Friday, June 17th, called Spiderhead. He stars in it with Chris Hemsworth, who we had on the show earlier this week. You can check out that interview 2 episodes ago. Both are such great guys. And I think that was my 3rd interview with Chris Hemsworth and also Miles Teller. And just so grateful for how kind they are. And it was such a pleasure to share a conversation with both of them. Speaking of sharing, share this episode with someone who you know will love this and take a screenshot. Tag us online if you put it online. Miles is at Miles Teller if you're not following me. I am at Chris Van Vliet, and I'm trying to make these intros as short and condensed as possible. So let's dive into this right now. Please welcome Miles Teller. Miles, you are just absolutely crushing it with this and with Top Gun. 2 movies out at the same time.
I know, and a show. And the offer is on Paramount Plus right now. It might be too much.
I mean, this is incredible. So congratulations on everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When you work with Joe, the same director as Top Gun Maverick, you wrap that. Then, you know, a little while later, you pick up on this one. Is it like just kind of like rekindling with an old friend?
100%. I mean, Joe, we've had such a good time on this, you know, because we're still in the middle of the Top Gun press tour right now. Now we're doing, you know, the Spiderhead press together. And he's just, he's my brother from another mother. I really do feel like we have a pretty good thing going right now. And I hope it's the first we've done 3 together now, but I hope there's, you know, many more to come.
That was an epic mustache that you had in Top Gun. And when you wrapped on filming, were you sad to see it go? Or did you like hang on to it for a few days afterwards?
I was sad to see it go. My wife was, I think she was counting down. She was like on a calendar crossing out days until she could shave it.
Your character in this film is in the place that he's at because of like one very specific moment in his life. And I'm curious for you in your career, what's that career defining moment for you that took things to that next level to get you where you're at now?
Oh, well, I don't know. I think I got really lucky with the first film that I did. It was this movie, it was called Rabbit Hole. And it was with Nicole Kidman and Aaron Eckhart. and Diane Wiest, and with John Cameron Mitchell directing it. And to get that opportunity, like right out of college, I really think that, you know, right off the bat, I was in a movie that people saw. You know, Nicole got nominated for an Oscar for it. And, you know, that was a really, I couldn't have started with a better film. And I don't know, I think each thing kind of builds your audience in a new way. And now with Top Gun, I mean, I don't know, we'll see what happens after this. I'm kind of taking it all in as it comes.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What do you think is like one piece of advice you learned as a young actor that you're now carrying with you on the sets that you go on now as, you know, a more experienced actor?
Oh, I mean, well, it always has to be about the work. I think some people get too caught up in how they're being perceived. And I think they try and, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this, but it's really all about the scene work. That, I mean, that's the most important thing, but something I've taken with me, you know, I've been number one on a call sheet a couple times, and that's something I take with a heft amount of responsibility. And I try and be that person that is there for the cast and the crew and try and, you know, just bring a certain levity to certain situations, but just be a good person, be prepared and understand, man, that there's so many people working longer hours than you. They're doing a tougher job than you. So Don't take yourself too seriously, I think, is something I've maintained.
When you're doing that scene work, especially in a movie like this, like you had to play a wide range of emotions. Like you're basically like snap of the fingers, you have to play an emotion. What's the hardest one to play for you in a movie like this?
The one scene was tough because I'm talking about something like it's the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen, right? Like my character's serotonin is really pumping and it's all imaginary because in the reality, I'm just staring at like a bunch of crew guys and, you know, like a steel fence. And I remember there was this one like garbage truck that kept driving around during the whole time. And I was just getting really frustrated by it. But that was a tough one.
When you learn a specific skill for a movie, like Whiplash, one of my favorite movies, you learn how to play the drums, Top Gun, you know, fly a jet, Footloose, you learn how to dance. Do those stay with you? Like, could you do any of those at the level that you were doing them on set?
Well, I've always been a good dancer. I just want to put that on the record. You either got rhythm or you don't, and it's not really something you can learn. But with the jets, that was being able to withstand like G-forces in a jet, that's a depreciating skill. If I were to go up in an F-18 tomorrow, I would probably puke everywhere the whole time.
What's one thing, because you filmed Maverick and then you went and did this. What's something you learned from being on set with Tom Cruise that you took with you to a movie like this?
I think it's a little bit what I talked about before, just with that kind of, you know, that leadership responsibility and what that means. And also to understand, you know, how many people are feeding their families, you know, from this business. And like I said, there's always somebody that's working longer hours than you. There's always somebody doing a job that you wouldn't want to do. So I think just really, I don't know, acknowledging that and treating your time together as everybody's my, I'm working with everybody, you know, it's not just the actors. I try and get to know a little bit about every person I'm working with.
Well, I want to acknowledge you. Like, thank you for always being so kind. And like, dude, you were just absolutely crushing it. So congratulations to you.
Chris.
There we go. Big thank you to Miles for joining us. Big thank you to you as well for always being on this journey with us. Spiderhead is available on Netflix beginning this Friday, June 17th. And I'm willing to bet that you know a Miles Teller fan or a Top Gun fan. So please send this episode to them, share this with them, take a screenshot, tag us on social media so we can share it as well. Miles is at Miles_Teller. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And I'll leave you with this great quote from Helen Keller. Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light. Be great and be grateful. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Insight.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.